Welcome back to the A-League US podcast. It's been a little more than a week because I've been a little bit sick, and I'm happy to be over that and happy to welcome James in. He is, of course, from the Victory blog. You know where that is, but James, why don't you go ahead and plug where people can find the blog and the podcast.
Hi, yeah, good to be on the show. Victoryblog.net is the blog where you can find that. It's now a full website these days. I've just recently updated that, so you can find that there. And the podcast as well is VictoryCast. So VictoryCast.com is the website for that. So and if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can. Twitter.com/VictoryBlog and the podcast, Twitter.com/VictoryCast.
Excellent. And I obviously encourage everybody to check those sites out. They have been very instructive for me as somebody who's less familiar with the A-League to get a little bit plugged into one club in particular. And let's start there with Melbourne Victory, and let's maybe turn back just to start with from last weekend, the match in Wellington, and the first goals and the first victory, no pun intended. How important was the win against Wellington last weekend for Melbourne?
It was vital to get some sort of confidence back in the squad and to try and get some momentum going moving forward, especially with the big game coming up against Brisbane on Saturday, which we'll talk about in a moment. But, you know, the signs at the start of the game, we started pretty slow. It was pretty much the same from previous weeks. Wasn't very encouraging. Then right before halftime, we managed to get a goal pretty much out of nothing. A good ball came in from Matt Fashini and an assist from Carlson Endes to Archie Thompson, who finished the goal superbly. And yeah, they were 1-0 up heading into halftime. Perfect timing. There was also a chance to go 2-0 up right before halftime as well. The ball came across goal, but that didn't eventuate. And then into the second half, we kind of improved a lot more, moving forward up front. There's a bit more movement and a few more chances. And then we were lucky enough to get a penalty. Archie Thompson was brought down in the box, so that was kind of fortunate. And then Phoenix managed to equalise. Through some pretty average defending, you must say, but we ended up winning the game in the end. So I guess you could say the 3 points was important, but also at the same time, there's still a lot of problems in this squad, and I'm still have many concerns heading into the next game.
Well, let's rewind just a little bit and go back to Archie Thompson's goal. That the victory hadn't scored at all was, of course, well documented. How important was it to this team that Archie Thompson was the one that got the first goal, or one of the goals, period?
Well, Archie's been, you know, a massive player for us. He was obviously an inaugural player at the club at the very start. He's been our highest top scoring goal scorer throughout the short history of Melbourne Victory, and he's the kind of player that can really spark the rest of the team and inspire them to play better as well, and so for someone like that to score was, yeah, it gives the team a big lift, and yeah, so I think it's something that will hopefully inspire the team to keep on scoring in the games to come.
Well, speaking of inspiration, I think many people projected early on or before the season rather that Harry Kewell could be that kind of inspiration. Now, he still hasn't scored nor assisted, although he did, I have to say, have a nice assist to Thompson that was called back due to a somewhat controversial offside call. Are people, or more specifically, Victory supporters, worried about Harry Kewell, or is it more a question of just time at this point?
I think it is a question of time. Personally, I'm not too worried. Harry's a big professional. He's been there right at the top at big clubs in the past, and he's such a professional as an individual. And I think it is a matter of time. I think we will see the best of him. It is a matter of match fitness as well. He's started all games so far, and he's played 90 minutes in the first three games and was substituted close to the end of the Phoenix game. So I think as the season progresses, he will get better. We haven't seen the best of him yet. In glimpses, he's performed well. There's a few, you know, good passes here and there, and he definitely shows his class, but it hasn't been overall a great performance from him. But I think, yeah, in time he will improve, and he will show his best by the end of the season. So
what do you think about the idea that it was not necessarily easier, but maybe more important for the victory to get a win away from the pressure of the sort of the limelight and the home, the big home crowds and those kinds of things. Do you think that is something that will maybe tip them forward to get that win finally under their belt without having to do it at home?
Well, playing in Wellington is never an easy task. Not many teams go over there and get a win, and we've only won once there before before this game, so two wins now. But it's always a tough place to play. You know, you are heading overseas. I think it's a 5-hour flight or something like that. So it's a big away trip, and it's always a tough place to play. And you know, sometimes tough conditions over there in Wellington as well with the weather and that. But it wasn't too bad on the weekend. But to go away and get a win away from home in a tough place like Wellington will definitely be a big confidence boost for the players, and hopefully they can come back and build on that performance.
Well, let's sort of flip it forward then. What, you know, going into the match against Brisbane, they're clearly as in form as one could be with their 7-1 demolition of Adelaide last weekend. And beyond that, you know, they're just playing very well all across the pitch. What is going to be the game plan for the victory going in, or I guess, you know, coming back home for that game on Saturday?
Well, that's an interesting question, because so far we haven't really seen the coach, Mehmet Durakovic, approach a game in a way that we would like. I mean, he's looking like at the moment that he kind of goes into a game and just kind of selects a random lineup pretty much, and there hasn't been much direction and much planning involved. There's no real game plan so far. We've kind of been looking all over the place. So for me, I think this game is going to be a real test, and it's going to really show you know, what the team is made of. And I think Mehmet Durakovic has to have a long, hard think about how he's going to approach this game. Brisbane play, you know, a very possession-based game. They're very hard to close down, and they move the ball very fast, and the movement off the ball is excellent as well. So for us, you know, at home, you want to try and dominate the game in your own stadium. But having said that, it's not an easy task against a team like Brisbane. So I think if we can try and close them down and play a counter-attacking game and spring them on the break, then that could be possibly a way to attack this team.
It does seem like they might be the worst team to have no plan against at this point.
Definitely. I mean, every team so far has fallen to them. They've all tried their best. I mean, Adelaide, a pretty decent team this season, and even they got crushed. So you can't go into this game with no plan. You have to have some idea. I mean, if we go into this game with, you know, like we have in previous matches so far this season, then we're going to get demolished. But if we go into it with some sort of game plan that's going to counter Brisbane's style of play, as long as we see some sort of positive strategy against this team, then I would be happy. But if we go into this game like we have you know, so far this season, then yeah, we'll get punished, definitely.
Well, let me look at it from the negative side first and approach it this way. If the victory do lose on Saturday, is that going to be another kind of feather in the cap of a what's been basically a disappointing start, or can you just write it off and say, well, we were playing Brisbane and they're on top of their game, and so maybe this is not quite as indicative of the start of this season?
Yeah, I think it all depends on how we do approach the game. If the players give their all and they're clearly playing their heart out, and you know, we've approached the game in a strategic way, then I think we can kind of, if there are positives to our own performance, then we can say, okay, we gave our best, but Brisbane were too good at the end of the day, and we can move on and try and build on our own performance. But if we, like I said, if we don't lift their own game, then, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Durakovic is under a lot of pressure now, and it's not looking good for him. So,
well, let's flip it the other way then. If the victory can figure out a way to win, does that really boost his chances of sticking around for the rest of the season, or is this game maybe not quite that big at this point?
Oh, definitely. I think it's massive. You know, Brisbane are just, you know, unstoppable at the moment. I can't see anyone stopping them. So if we do manage to win, then, you know, it'll be a huge boost for the players' confidence and, you know, a huge boost for the entire club, because it's, you know, it's pretty much not going well at this stage. So, yeah, if we can get a win, then it would definitely be a huge kickstart to our season.
Well, let's just close with this, so we don't go on too long here. Just personally, what do you expect to see? Is there maybe somebody that you think hasn't been getting as much attention that could have a good game, or might be a key outside of the big names of Thompson and Kuhl?
I think Solzano. He's been all right so far in his handful of performances. He only started the game. His first game on Sunday against the Wellington Phoenix. So if he starts again, which I think he should, we could possibly see him step up. He's had a few chances so far in front of goal, so if he can, you know, find some scoring form, then he could definitely be pretty dangerous, especially on the counter-attack against a team like Brisbane.
Is there any familiarity there that could be useful, or is that not really matter at this point?
I think, you know, he's got the kind of the skill and the pace, and he can definitely finish. So I think, you know, he's more of I've totally lost it, sorry.
No problem.
I think he is a good finisher. He got, like I said, he's got the pace, so If he can finish, he can definitely be a dangerous player for us.
Well, what do you think personally as a result? I don't want to make you put a bad score line out there on the record or anything, but do you think there's a real chance to compete, or do you think this is going to be a tough one in the end?
I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be a very tough game. For us to win, we're going to need to have Brisbane to have a pretty bad game. It's going to be, you know, if they have a bad day, then we can capitalize on that. But they're just in such good form at the moment, and it's going to be pretty tough to stop them.
Well, for your sake, I hope that's not necessarily the case. But in any event, everybody can find out everything about what happened in the match on the Victory blog. That's victoryblog.net. And I assume at some point on the Victory cast as well. So, James, thanks very much for giving me a couple minutes to chat about the game, and look forward to having you on again sometime soon.
Not a problem. It's been a pleasure.
Excellent. Thanks. Cheers.